Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today is Friday, April 21st, 2023. Okay, it's 10:52 in the morning Eastern Time. So let's see what's going on with the markets. They are down slightly. There's actually not much going on. We got the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.24%, S&P 500 down 0.30%, and the NASDAQ Composite down 0.43%. Yeah, we've got corporate earnings coming in about 17% now. Of the companies that make up the Standard & Poor's 500 have now reported earnings. Earnings are coming in basically as expected, but at lower levels than they had been the previous quarters. What had happened, the expectations were that companies would report slightly lower sales and earnings than they had previously, which part of it is due to the inflation. What happens, obviously, if you've got people having to spend more money on food and other things, you know, rent and so forth, they're not going to be spending as much on other things. So, but companies coming in about as expected. Next week, though, we're going to have the big technology companies starting to report. There's five big technology companies the markets focus on, and four of them are reporting next week. That would be Facebook, technically called Meta today, Google, technically called Alphabet, let's see, Microsoft, still called Microsoft, and Amazon. Even though Amazon, you can argue, it's obviously more a retailer, but they're put in with the technology stocks. So we got those four coming out next week with the earnings. And then the fifth one is Apple, I think, if I remember, is coming out the week after. So that'll be a focus on the market. Also, next Friday, we have the Personal Consumption Expenditures Inflation Index that the Federal Reserve focuses on. So we have that also. All right, so we got that news. All right, so a few other things today. And then I'm going to continue on with option contracts. Today I'm going to cover put credit spreads. And then on the next session, I think I'll finish up with options for now. Talk about how options price, the various components that go into that. Then what I want to do after that is start doing some sessions covering bonds, the bond market. And then I'll probably move on to mutual funds and then plenty of other stuff. Now, I will return to options in the future. There are some very esoteric, complicated strategies that people sometimes use. I mentioned on the last session, butterfly spreads, condors, and so forth. So I will cover those, though, going forward. Also want to do a few more sessions on cryptocurrencies also, as well as a lot of other stuff. All right, so what else we got going on here today? Saw a report that there is going to be a class action lawsuit settlement involving Facebook, $725 million, it looks like. And then what it will involve, I guess it involved Facebook selling people's data without their knowledge. And I guess it says anybody had a Facebook account between May of 2007 and December 2022 can apply for a claim. The only thing about that, though, it's getting some press. I was reading that maybe up towards 250 million people may be eligible. Obviously, it depends on how many apply for this. But if we had something like that with this number being the settlement, it works out to about $3 a person. So what I wanted to mention, a lot of times with these class action lawsuits, you know, you hear the big numbers, but then you end up getting a check for $5 or $7 or whatever. So anyway, but something you might want to look into. Also saw a something here. I guess this is getting bipartisan support in Congress. I guess it's they're introducing in Congress a bill to allow the U.S. Mint to alter the metal content of the coins. The metals they're being used in the coins right now, and this is nothing new. It actually costs more to make the coin than it's worth. I was just reading here that it now costs 10 cents to make a 5-cent nickel. So we'll see with that. I don't think they'd be changing the size of it or anything. Obviously, I play chaos with, you know, vending machines and so forth, but anyway, so we got that news. One thing about that, a lot of times you hear the U.S. Mint prints the money. They actually don't. The U.S. Mint does the coins. The Bureau of Engraving does our paper currency, which is technically a cloth. But anyway, and as I've talked about in previous sessions, we have actually 12 currencies in circulation in the United States, not one. Each of the 12 Federal Reserve banks issues its own currency. And all you have to do is look at a $1 bill, and you'll see letters A through L, first 12 letters of the alphabet, representing which Federal Reserve District Bank issued that currency. Also, its name is around the letter. Okay, so we got that news also. All right, so what else we got here? Yeah, a couple more things, and we'll talk about the put spread contracts. Yeah, Walmart says Walmart is selling plus-size clothing brand, I guess L-O-Q, I don't know how to say it, E-L-O-Q-U-I-I, digital brand. It's a plus-size digital brand. What Walmart has been was trying to do for a while, they were trying to buy these kind of niche, however you want to say it, clothing brands and so forth that would just sell online. In other words, they wouldn't be carrying the product so much in the store. But apparently they're starting to sell off some of these brands. They said they're selling this one off to Full Beauty for $100. How much are they selling it for? Well, it didn't say, actually. It said they bought it for $100 million back in 2018. So it looks like Walmart's concentrating a little bit more on its core products. And I know they've talked about they're going to be closing some of their stores. I mean, most of them will stay open, but they're looking to, you know, begin to continue to move things online as much as they can. All right, so we got that news. Okay, so talking now about the spread contracts. The company I'm going to use today is Procter & Gamble. Now, Procter & Gamble is a consumer products company. So what does that mean? It means they sell their products in supermarkets. So their best known product is most likely Tide detergent. They also own Gillette. They've got lots of products. So this is a big, big company, considered a well-run company out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It's actually a very old company also. I believe it goes back to 1837. On a side note, some years ago, they used this quarter moon with 13 stars around it as their symbol. And I guess years ago on the internet, this rumor started that they were devil worshippers because of the 13 stars. And you know, when something like that happens, it's always a challenge for a company. Do you address it, which then gives it more publicity, or do you just ignore it? They eventually addressed it and started filing some lawsuits. Just so you know what the 13 stars are, the two guys that founded the company, Procter and Gamble, their fathers, it might have been their grandfathers, but I think it was their fathers, had served in the American Revolutionary War. The 13 stars represent the 13 colonies, the 13 original United States. So that's what that is. All right. But anyway, I got some news here. They reported their earnings today. It says Procter & Gamble's beat earnings estimate, have raised the revenue forecast going forward. It says it's partially due to price increases. All right. So their trading symbol, we're going to use this now for the option spreads. Their trading symbol is PG for Procter & Gamble. Now, let's say that, you know, you think that this company is going to do well going forward based on this news as well as other things, and you'd like to possibly own this stock. But right now, you're not really sure about making the purchase. It's a relatively expensive stock. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to go to Yahoo. So we're going to go to yahoo.com, okay, yahoo.com, and then click on finance, however you want to say it. Okay, so what we'll do then, up top, you can either type in the name of the company or just the trading symbol. Either one works, PG. The stock is at $156.55 a share, up $5.70, up 3.8%. Okay. You're not sure if you can afford at the moment or don't want to commit to buy 100 shares at the moment, because that can get relatively expensive, you know, $15,000. Okay. But you'd like to take advantage of the stock possibly going up. Now, here's your thing. You think the stock might possibly go down some, that today might be just, you know, people pushing it up more they normally would. It might come back down. So you might not mind owning it at a lower price, but you're not sure if you want to commit to this right now. All right. So what you could do, you could actually use option contracts to actually make some money. So here's how this would work. If you go on Yahoo, if you look over to the right, it says options, all right, under the share price. So we're in Yahoo Finance today. Been on the Cboe site for previous sessions. Go on options. And what you want to do is play the put side of it. Now, a put option contract, once again, gives the owner of the contract the right but not the obligation to sell 100 shares of the underlying stock at a guaranteed price for a specific period of time. So let's say we're going to take it out to July. Option contracts expire on July 21st. Now, on Yahoo's website, it's got the calls listed first, and then scroll down to the puts. All right, so here's how this would work. The stock, again, is $156.60 right now, okay? You want to maybe sell a put option contract, expire on July 21st, with a strike price of 100 and, let's see which one we're going to use here. We'll go ahead and use 150. We'll use a 150 strike price. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and use 150 strike price. Okay, so what we want to do then in this case, let's see what the price is for that put, 150 strike price. Now I'm going to use 155. I'm going to use 155. All right. So it looks like it has a bid of $3.65. All right. So you decide to sell that contract. You don't own the underlying stock. You don't write the contract. You would be paid $365. That's $3.65 times 100 shares. All right. So $365 is now credited to your account. So what would happen here is that if the stock stays above $155 between now and July, the contract would expire worthless. You just keep the $365. However, if the stock goes below $155, what would happen is somebody would put it to you. You'd be forced to buy it at that strike price of $155, okay? Now, but you might think that's not bad because I think the stock's going to go up in the long term anyway. So rather than buy it now at $156.50, I end up buying it at $155. Plus, I keep the $365. All right, but you don't want to expose yourself to too much risk because theoretically, the stock could go to zero by theory, and then you'd be forced to spend $15,500 to buy a stock that's worth zero. So you may not want to take that kind of risk. All right, so what you can do is you can protect yourself. You can buy a put option contract at a lower price. In this case, we'll look at 145 strike price. Okay, now that one you'd have to pay $133 for. Okay, so let's look at our scenario now. So you've done an option spread. You bring in $365 from selling the contract at 155 strike price. You get 133, you have to pay 133 now for the contract at 145. This whole deal cost you $232. So if the stock stays above 155, both contracts expire worthless, you keep the $232. However, if the stock goes below 145, it doesn't matter where it goes below, you know, $100, 50, whatever. What would happen on July 21st is somebody would force you to, well, basically you use your put contract. Somebody would force you to buy the stock from them at $155 a share. So you have to pay that, okay, $15,500. But you can simultaneously sell it to somebody else at $145, $14,500. So you have a $1,000 loss, but your loss is limited. And again, like I've said on previous sessions, you wouldn't actually have to buy the stock and resell it. You're just given the difference in price. So this is a put credit spread. Now, if the stock finishes between 145 and 155, well, you know, you'd still may or may not lose money depending on where it is. It just wouldn't be the $10 a share. That's your maximum loss. So anyway, I hope that wasn't too confusing, but that is a put credit spread. So Again, I'll return to option contracts and different scenarios on future sessions. The next session, I just want to talk about the how they price, what are thetas, vegas, and gammas, deltas, and all that stuff. It sounds more complex than it is. All right, so anyway, so I think we're going to wrap it up for today. So I hope everyone's doing well. This is Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care. See ya.